From Spark and Anvil and Latticeforge, this is Pika and Sarah in Chapter 1 of the Latticeforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Two friends sat with a different kind of grid, one where the puzzle didn't put its clues inside the squares, but wrote them all around the edges in little numbers along the borders. And the whole art was reading those edge numbers to figure out what must be true in the empty middle.
Pika studied the run length numbers written beside each row and column. Sarah studied the visibility numbers perched at the ends of the lines.
"Beginners see a blank grid with just some numbers around the edge and freeze," said Pika. "How can I fill the middle when the clues are all on the outside?" But that's the beauty of it. The border tells you the inside, if you know how to read it. Watch.
Pika went first, reading the run length numbers beside a line, because those little border numbers describe exactly which cells get filled, if you reason them out.
"Here's a row, 10 cells wide, blank," said Pika. "And beside it, the clue, 7. That means somewhere in this row is a single unbroken run of 7 filled cells." Pika studied it. "Now, 7 filled cells in a row of 10. Where can't they not be? Watch this."
Pika reasoned it out. "If the run is squeezed all the way left, it fills cells 1 through 7. All the way right, cells 4 through 10. And any way you slide it, cells 4 through 7 get filled in every single case. So without knowing exactly where the run sits, I know for certain those 4 middle cells are filled." Pika shaded them in. "Certain." "That's run length reasoning. The numbers on the edge, plus the size of the line, force the overlap in the middle. Bigger clues and tighter spaces force even more. Little by little, edge number by edge number, a hidden picture emerges from the border. And often, when you've filled enough, you realize the numbers were secretly drawing a picture the whole time."
Then Sarah tilted her head to read a visibility number at the end of a line, because a single number, counting what can be seen, pins down the heights inside. "My clues are even sneakier," said Sarah. "Imagine each cell in this line holds a tower of some height, 1 through 5, all different. And my clue, sitting at the end of the line, is a number. How many towers you can see looking down the line from that end, where a taller tower hides all the shorter ones behind it." Sarah pointed to a clue reading 1. "A 1? That means from this end, you can see only 1 tower. And that's only possible if the very first tower is the tallest, the 5, because it hides everything behind it. So that cell is forced. It must be the 5. Sarah placed it, certain. Then a clue reading 5 at another end. And a 5 means you can see all of them, which only happens if they climb up in perfect order, shortest to tallest. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Forced the entire line from a single number." Sarah smiled. "One little visibility clue on the edge, and I've deduced heights I never directly saw. The border counts what's visible. I reason back to what must be standing there." And between the two of them, Pika reading the run lengths, Sarah reading the sight lines, the whole grid filled in from its edges inward, a hidden interior conjured entirely out of the numbers written around its border. Not one guess, just careful reading of the clues that had been sitting in plain sight the whole time.
"Good runs," said Sarah. "Good sight lines," said Pika. "There is a small thrill of revelation in these edge clue puzzles. The moment you realize that the answer was never really hidden at all, just encoded, written plainly around the border in numbers you didn't yet know how to read. And then you learn to read them, and the empty middle fills itself with certainties, and a picture or a pattern rises up out of what looked like nothing. It's the particular joy of decoding, of discovering that clues you'd walked right past were quietly telling you the whole answer all along, waiting only for you to learn their language. And once you can read them, you feel it, that satisfying click of the hidden becoming plain."
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter,
written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Pika and Sarah. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.